Welcome to Tech Advantage.
Wastewater surveillance and its use in determining the status quo of a health situation gained particular prominence during the COVID-19 pandemic. It has proven to be an effective tool for gathering timely and valuable intelligence, regardless of people's behavior, such as their willingness to get tested, for example, and interventions, such as the implementation of containment measures. What does wastewater monitoring involve? Could such a surveillance mechanism help predict the next pandemic? We have Dr. Leslie Ogorzali with us today to talk us through these questions. Leslie is a senior researcher within the Environmental Research and Innovation Department at LIST. She was part of the CoronaStep project, which is responsible for monitoring the evolution of the COVID-19 virus in Luxembourg's wastewater. Welcome, Leslie, to Tech Advantage.
Thank you.
Great to have you here.
It's a pleasure also for me to be here with you.
Thank you. So, wastewater surveillance. When we think about it, I mean, as lay people, you know, we always think of gory things, you know. What are we supposed to look at, you know, wastewater? What does it involve? I mean, from a scientific point of view, from a researcher, so what exactly does wastewater surveillance or monitoring, what does it mean, basically?
So the wastewater-based epidemiology, it's the fact to use the urban wastewater to evaluate or to determine the circulation of some pathogens in the human population. So basically, you just have a look on your water toilet just to be know if you have some pathogen, viruses or bacteria currently circulating in the population. But the concept can be also extended to some other molecules, because you can also use wastewater surveillance to have a look on, for example, some molecules like medicines or also illicit drugs. So it also allow to get a pattern of the behavior of the population.
So when you're saying that you have to look at the toilet water, so how in layman's terms, how does it actually come about? I mean, the scientists, they go to the, where do they go and collect the water? What do they do, basically?
For that, you go directly at the wastewater treatment plant, and you put some water sample as the inlet, at the entrance of the wastewater treatment plant. So it's a water that didn't have any treatment.
Okay. So just in its raw form. And it's picked up and then
It's picked up. You use a kind of automatic auto-sampler. So it's just an equipment that it allows to take some sample of water every hours. And after, you get a complete sample from 24 hours.
Okay, so we have been hearing about wastewater monitoring quite a lot, during the last 3 years, especially during 2020 and 2021. But has the concept been in practice, I mean, for a long time? I mean, how did it start?
Yes, it is. In fact, it's really something new or proposed. It's better, it's proposed since very, very, very long time. But for the moment, the authorities, and especially the health authorities, have not really get the interest of these methodological approaches. But it was already proposed, 10 years ago for the surveillance of polioviruses. It's really the method recommended by the WHO to follow the polioviruses also in the population.
For polioviruses, how was it used? How was the wastewater monitoring used?
It's a little bit different for the polioviruses, because the WHO recommend to use the surveillance of environmental waters, because it's more in a geographical area where there were not necessary wastewater treatment plant, because it's more in low-income countries. And in this case, it's more a monitoring of the environmental water, such as mainly the surface water that can be also contaminated by fecal material.
Okay, and so what is the importance of this kind of monitoring? What, especially in the context of the pandemic?
But I think that in the context of the pandemic, maybe the most important advantages of this approach is that it's an unbiased approaches. So it does not influence by, for example, by the number of tests of the population. There are no impact on this cat. And also you get really a global, not a global, but a whole picture of the population, because you have access to people that have symptoms, and also some people that have not symptoms, because there are a lot of also asymptomatic carriers of the viruses. And so with the wastewater, you have a complete picture, a really more real picture, yes, of the circulation of the pathogen. Today, for example, you are really in a phase where the wastewater-based epidemiology is very, very useful and very important for the health authority, because there are no more testing of the population. And now the wastewater data, it's more or less the only one that the health authority can have to just to have a look on the circulation of the viruses, and also to get some, I don't know, measurement or some other restriction, maybe, I don't know, in the future, yes.
But what I can say is that it is the Corona Step report that is published every 2 weeks on our website. Mm. It is actually quite rigorously followed by some members of the population. Because I remember we received an email from one of our readers when there was probably a gap in the publication. I don't remember exactly when. It was a few months back, which means that there is this and the person said that they were vulnerable. They were part of the a vulnerable population who actually gave a lot of attention actually and read attentively the report to see what is the status now of the virus in the wastewater. So yes, it is.
Yes, especially because right now the health ministry doesn't continue to publish some data coming from the population, because there were not enough representative testing. So yes, it's one of the only way to follow the evolution.
And how does it work? If I ask you as a layman, how does it work basically to discover the pathogens or to see the evolution of the virus or to determine? Because after a certain point of time, we were able to also determine the variants, right?
Yes, it's right. Yes, we are also able to detect the variants in the wastewater. Basically, when the wastewater sample arrived in lab, you have a complete process, a workflow to prepare the samples with the objective to get the viruses that are inside the samples. It's really the first step. It's really the more critical steps, because it's really difficult to separate the viruses from the wastewater. So it's the main steps. And after...
So there is a...
It's a kind of a small filtration system, more or less, basically. Yeah, you can make some kind of a filtration to collect only the viruses and to remove all the other materials that are not interesting for us.
Probably a very naive question, because I don't know exactly. Are the viruses still alive?
It depends. For the COVID-19, you are pretty sure that the viruses have been inactivated, so degradated. The viruses is completely degradated in the wastewater. It is no more infectious. So
okay.
It's not necessarily destroyed completely, but normally, if you get in contact with the wastewater, it's not possible to get the illness by the water vector in this case. Yes. For some other pathogens, yes, they are still alive in the wastewater. It really depends.
It depends on the...
It depends on the characteristic of the pathogen.
Virus.
On the pathogens, yes.
So there is, for the scientists, there is no risk of getting...
It can be, for sure. It can be some risk to work with the wastewater, especially in this case when you work with raw wastewater without treatment. But you have all the labs, the equipment and the facilities that enable us to handle this kind of sample, and also to protect ourselves, from the risk.
So wastewater surveillance, particularly at LIST, has been a very important factor, let's say a very important research area in the Corona Step initiative, right? So can you tell us a little bit about how it came about? What was the the beginnings, or how was it started, the initiative at least?
Yes, okay. So at the very beginning of the pandemic, when you know, because it's not necessarily something really known at the beginning, when you know that the viruses can be found in the stools of infected people, you decided to go directly at the wastewater treatment plant to have a look and to see if it's possible to detect it in the wastewater. Because at the emergence, at the moment of the emergence from the pandemic, we already have some project dedicated to the wastewater surveillance, because it's not something new for us. And so you have already a network of wastewater treatment plant where you regularly sample the water. So you just go to check if it's possible to detect SARS-CoV-2 in wastewater.
So that was really the beginning, actually.
Yes, it's a really beginning. I think it's the middle of March 2020. Yeah.
And was it something that was asked by the government?
No.
To list?
Absolutely not. No. It's our initiative at the beginning. Yes, to have a look. And you have also some discussion with some colleagues in the border country, in Netherlands, in Belgium, but also in French, and everywhere more or less also have a look on wastewater at the same moment. And you have really a very important exchanges with different colleagues from Europe to put in place the good protocol and the to process. Yes. At the beginning also, yes, of the pandemic, there were a national task force also in place here in Luxembourg. And in this context, we also developed some collaboration with some other institutions of Luxembourg. For example, the Luxembourg Institute of Health, but also the Laboratoire National de Santé and also the university. And you work also together to put in place the wastewater-based epidemiology. For example, at the beginning, you also get the PCR protocol from the LIH, for example. Yeah. And you also have a huge collaboration with all the wastewater syndicate, because all the sampling of the water was done directly at the wastewater treatment plant by the staff in place. So you are not responsible of this part. So you have also a huge collaboration with different actors in the water sector here in Luxembourg.
And now all the research that is going behind the wastewater monitoring, are you still collaborating with these entities, or it's just...
Yes, there are still ongoing collaboration with the Luxembourg Institute of Health in the framework of the VIRALERT project, that it's more on the extension of the wastewater surveillance to the environment.
So, all right. So I can understand that it was Corona Step and wastewater in general was a way to figure out whether or, you know, how much of the virus is present in a country, right?
Yes.
But how were you able to then determine all the different variants, or predict, for example? How was it possible?
Yes, for this part, it's really occur in the detection part. So you use a PCR, exactly the same that for the human testing of the population. You use the PCR, it's molecular detection tools. PCR, yes. Mm-hmm. And you have just a looking of a small part of the genome of the virus. And you have some specific PCR detection, specific PCR assays that are able to detect specifically one variant to another one. It's just a kind of, it's the design of the PCR itself that allow the detection of the variant.
Yeah.
But for that, you need to know the sequence of the new variant. So it's really difficult to anticipate the detection. So you really need to know the variant and to have the genomic sequence before.
Are scientists able to, is there a way to predict a pandemic, predict the presence of a great epidemic from wastewater surveillance?
It will be for sure a great opportunity if you succeed to make that. But it's not so easy, in reality, because for that you never know which kind of pathogen or which kind of viruses will emerge in the future. So most of your detection methods are targeted methods, so you have to know before the pathogens. And if you have something completely new that emerges in the wastewater, you have no really means to detect. So for that, for the moment and some other project, you work also on the use of sequencing, isotope sequencing, just to know if you are able to detect something new using this kind of technology. But for sure, you have to pass through complicated sequencing method to perform this kind of prediction.
To have predictions.
Yes.
And what are the protocols that are there? In the sense, are there any, especially after the pandemic, and especially how effective wastewater monitoring has been to detect the variants and the, you know, to test the population for the coronavirus? Are there currently any sort of protocol in the in Luxembourg or in the neighboring countries or beyond to have this kind of continuous research?
Yes. Based on the really great results that you get during the Corona Step project, you are in discussion, but already with the health authorities, because the health authority is very, very interesting to the wastewater monitoring, and they really understand the value of such an approach. And now we work closely together to implement in Luxembourg a permanent surveillance system based on the wastewater. So you currently work on the establishment of really wastewater surveillance system, yes.
And outside of Luxembourg, what is the status of...
And outside in Luxembourg, it really depends on the country. Because for sure, here in Luxembourg, you have really... we have been really lucky because you have a great interest from the health authority. It's not necessarily the case in all the country in Europe. But for example, I know that just in France, there are also a large surveillance réseau named Aubépine that it's also now... To go to a more routine phase also with the support to the, with the French government also, yes, for the surveillance based on wastewater.
Okay, and finally, maybe what is the next step in the sense, what kind of new innovative research is going on in the field of wastewater mm-hmm. monitoring?
But if, for example, following the CoronaStep project, I define a series of some other projects. It's kind of follow-up project of the Corona Step. And we now work, for example, to integrate also data coming from the environment and not necessarily from the wastewater only. Because you know that it's pretty sure that the next pathogen that will be emerged will come from the animal reservoir and not from the human.
What is animal reservoir?
It's already the same. For example, for the COVID-19, at the beginning, the viruses come from bats. And for most of the infectious disease, at the beginning, the reservoir, so it's the reservoir, it's always an animal. So the viruses circulate first in animals and after go to human. And so for that, and also to monitor and to survey the animal reservoir. So you want to use the environmental water, so principally some ponds or also surface water, to track and to see if you have some emergence also in the animal population and not only in human.
Ah, okay. So that could give us an early sign,
yes.
Probably, of a virus.
And also to have also a more complete picture, because the health from human and also the yes from animal are very really close related together. So you have you need to have a look on the both compartment.
Okay. We know that there is some other pandemic or some other epidemic is lurking, probably.
Yes, for sure. You have a next one, yes. When, you don't know, but...
Yeah, it's just a matter of time, probably.
Exactly. Yeah.
So good luck. Good luck to you and to your team for keeping us safe.
Yeah.
And thank you so much, Leslie, for having been here.
Thank you so much to also give me the opportunity just to explain a little bit more what is wastewater surveillance. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Leslie. See you.
Bye.
So that was Dr. Leslie Ogorzelli talking about wastewater monitoring, the very useful and unbiased method for detecting viruses early in a population. As mentioned by Leslie, the Environmental Microbiology Group at LIST has been tracking wastewater viruses for more than 15 years. The work of List, coupled with the data collected in samples of human excretion by the Laboratoire National de Santé, has provided a better understanding of the circulation of viruses such as noroviruses or enteroviruses responsible for a wide spectrum of benign or even severe symptoms like hand, foot and mouth disease, angina, respiratory disease, or even meningitis. So the next time you hear the term wastewater, you'd know that it's much more than just water flushed down the drain. With that, we come to the end of this episode. Don't forget to follow us on our social networks and see you in 2 weeks.